Watch, Nonstop Asbury Revival Inspires More Campus Services, People Crying Out for a Move of God. By Amy Furum, February 19, 2023. People have been traveling from across the country to join the outgoing, more than 10-day-long service being called a revival in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury University has seen worshipers flock to the event that began when students refused to leave a chapel service on February 8, Fox News reported Saturday. While those initial students hung around inside Hughes Auditorium, others joined them. Since that time, the service has been going nonstop, according to Breitbart News. Video footage shows worshipers with their hands in the air, singing, "You are holy, holy, are you Lord God, Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy." When the event that is being called the Asbury Revival went viral online, Christians from miles away traveled to join the others in worship. A revival erupted at the same university in 1970 in Hughes Auditorium. The service began inside the campus chapel before more and more students arrived to worship, pray and sing over the course of 144 consecutive hours, the Fox report said. One woman in a group that traveled from Canada to see the event told us, "We just felt like God is moving on the earth right now, and we want to be a part of it." News of the revival stirred more congregations across the nation to join the event in their own areas, with students at Alabama's Samford University beginning a fourth day of nonstop prayer, according to the Fox article. One student who spoke at the Asbury event told the crowd, "This is revival. It isn't hype. It's ordinary people crying out for a move of God in our generation." According to CBN News, students have expressed a desire to remain inside the worship service, and video footage shows a line of people, approximately half a mile long, waiting to get inside. Asbury Theological Seminary student Daniel Moy said the past few years have been hard for him and many of his friends. "And I just feel like the Lord was releasing me of a lot of bitterness and anger that I had, just about all kinds of stuff. Even some of it towards God," he told CBN. "And so I would say for me personally, the biggest word that I can use is it's been a very, very healing experience for me," Moy concluded.